Giving Presence. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byron, the Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Giving Presence. Giving, giving, giving my very best. Giving, giving, giving without a rest. I'm happiest when I'm giving. It's then I know I'm living. I give my best without a rest, and I'm filled with true happiness. When we're giving, we are truly filled with true happiness. And the reason we are filled with true happiness is that giving has a very salubrious attitude to our mind and our body and our soul, because it means that we are in the flow. We're in the flow of all the good that life could ever have for us. I know we like to receive presents. Yeah. We like to have people give us lovely gifts. And when they give us a lovely gift, what happens? Well, when they give us a lovely gift, we feel just wonderful, but do we feel really good? What happens? We feel obligated to the other person because of the gift they give us. We feel obligated to appreciate the gift, to say thank you for the gift, and to perhaps give another gift to them at the earliest opportunity. But you see, when you do this, and you give because giving is such a joy for you, because giving is such a delight for you, then you are doing everything that makes the world go round in a very positive, dynamic way. Giving presents is a fantastic experience. It's a matter of sharing with others what we have. Now, I think if we could make a little change on that, and instead of saying giving presents, we just give. It's not a present. You see, a present presumes that it's an object or a thing or something like that. If you give a person a kiss, that's a gift. That's a present beyond imagination. If two lovers give each other a kiss, they don't need any other diamond rings. They don't need all the other things that make up for engagements and so forth. They know that they have found their true love. And the kiss that seals that awareness is quite wonderful, and it's something that you cannot put into a box. And it's something that you cannot give back, and you cannot repay. When someone loves you and kisses you and says, oh, you're so wonderful, you can't turn to them and say, oh, you're so wonderful too, you're so wonderful. It just doesn't work. You just look at them in adoration. And your very attention, your very attitude is a thank you. And perhaps you'll take a hold of them in a very tender, gentle, loving way. And you'll sweep them off their feet, man or woman. And you'll gently, tenderly kiss them on the lips and say, oh, you taste so good. You know, you are so good. Make no reference to the previous kiss. Because if you make a reference to the previous kiss, then you're kissing them because they kissed you, and they kissed you because you kissed them, and you kissed them because they kissed you, and it can just be a never-ending kissing match. And you say, that's not a bad idea. And yes, that's true, that's not a bad idea, but that's not the reason for giving presents. Giving presents is a matter of giving something of yourself to another that you want to share with them, not necessarily because they need it, and hopefully not because they need it. You're giving it because you want to give. Giving is your nature. Giving is my nature. And no matter what things I have, I may have them for a while, and if I feel that someone else might like to have them, and perhaps even if they don't like to have them, I just give it to them. In fact, I give a lot of things to a lot of people who really aren't interested in receiving the gift because they don't know what to do with it. They think, oh, what am I going to do now? I've got to learn a new computer. He's given me a computer. I've got to learn a new software program. He's given me a software program. I have to learn this. I have to learn that. And you see, if with every gift we learn how to receive, then the gift is nicely given. But for the moment, what we're talking about is the giving. When we can give gifts without expecting anything in return, when we can give gifts that are so surreptitious that no one has any idea what's going on, it's just a lovely experience that just tickles our heart and soul and being, and we just feel good about it. Now, when you see a little kitten, and the little kitten is in the backyard, and the little kitten has gotten out of the box and away from its mother, and it found a puddle of water, and it is a mess. It is a sorry mess, full of mud and full of water, and just bedraggled beyond imagination. And you take that little kitten in your hands, that dirty little, stinky little kitten full of mud, and you carry it tenderly into the house. And you gently turn on the very, very warm water, not hot, just gently warm. And little by little, you wash away the mud. And kittens don't like water, but they just love having the mud washed away. And as you wash away this mud, you're giving that kitten a present. And you wash away the mud gently, gently, ever so gently. And then you take a hand cloth, because that's all the bigger the kitten is, and you gently rub him down. You gently fan him and rub him and touch him and make him feel that he's being loved and he's being gentled. He's not being roughhoused like some big old hound dog, but just gentle, gentle, gentle. And then as you're doing this, you reach over and you turn on the little hair dryer and you turn it on low. And you just let it blow in your direction, and this warm air is cuddling around this little kitten that you have in your hand and that you're gently drying. And in no time at all, the kitten is all fluffy and purry and back to itself again, and it just sort of snuggles against you because it knows that you did this as a loving gesture. It doesn't understand it as a present. It surely is a present, though, isn't it? But it understands it as a loving gesture. And perhaps that's how all of our gifts should be understood, as a loving gesture. But they have to be a loving gesture on our part when we give them. You know, they talk about white elephants, and they talk about people who give white elephants, which are objects that they had no use for, and the people are giving it to have no use for it. And it's just something that is not very nice to do. But so you give this white elephant to someone that you dearly love, and they say, "Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice of you." They don't know what they're going to do with that white elephant. You have created with them a bit of a dilemma, but because they love you, they accept it. And they'll set it on the shelf, and people will come and say, "What are you doing with that ugly thing?" And they'll say, "Oh, my friend gave that to me, and my friend loves me so much." "He loves you? He gave that to you? Loves you? My goodness sake, that white elephant? That crazy-looking thing that I don't even understand what it is. It just looks terrible, you know?" And you say, "It was given in love, and that's all I know. And that's all that matters to me." And so, you see, when we give presents, and we give them in love, even the most untoward present, the most unexpected, purposeful present that we can get, if we give it in love, it has a great purpose and it has a great generous being for us. So, you wash the kitten down. And the kitten had no interest in being washed down. It didn't even know that it was wet and muddy. It didn't even know. It felt a little bedraggled, perhaps, but it was having fun out there, playing in the mud, playing in the water. And it wasn't ready to come in yet. It wasn't ready to shiver and be cold. Maybe it was. Maybe that was the time that you found it. But generally speaking, it was just doing its thing. And you see, oftentimes we take things away from doing their thing, and in the process we mess things up for them. But say with me, life is like that. All we do is to give. Giving, giving, giving my very best. Giving, giving, giving without a rest. I'm happiest when I'm giving. It's then I know I'm living. I give my best without a rest. And I'm filled with true happiness. Kind of nice, isn't it? Practice giving without thinking why. Just because it's your nature to give. It's not because anyone else wants it or needs it or would enjoy it. but it's because you are happy as you give. Life's like that. Try it out. It's lots of fun. Have a great day and know I love you. I love you. I love you.